Bavakama Perkhes Mishna Zayin. Afapishum no sinlo. Even though you give him the money for his busha, Ein nimcholo ad shivakash mimeno. In a shamayim, he's not forgiven until he asks mechila from the person that he was mevayish. Tesis Yanta brings Rashi, because of the tsar that the person is constantly worrying about the busha that he was caused. So you have to ask mechila for that. What's the source? Shenemar v'ata hashev eshes ish, whereby Avimelech and Avram Avinu, where he took Sarah, and Hashem told him that he has to return Sarah to Avram Avinu and have Avram Avinu daven on his behalf. So you see that the mechila has to be a mechila so much so that the person that's mochel you is willing to daven for you. How do we know that the mochel, the person that gave the forgiveness, shouldn't be cruel? He should accept it and forgive him. Shenemar v'ispal Avram el ho'elukim v'yirpo elukim es Avimelech. Because Avram Avinu did that, he davened. Mishnah continues, Omer Sameyas Eini, if a person says that he wants his eyes to be blinded, he says to a guy that he should blind his eye, Kta es Yodi, cut off his hand, Shvor es Ragli, he wants to break his leg, he tells him to break his leg, Chayev, he's Chayev, Amenas Liftor, if the guy that's doing the damages asks him, meaning that when you're asking me to do damage, to cut your hand off, is it even on condition that I'm going to be putter and you're going to putter me from your damages? And the guy says, yes. Now, yes could mean yes, or it could mean sarcastic, like, yeah, sure, I'm going to potter you. So, chayiv, the din is, even if he says yes, we assume it's a sarcastic yes. Nobody normally would potter somebody for causing them this kind of damage. There are some times that yes means no, that it's sarcastic. And the way we determine is what most people would mean. And therefore, most people in such a situation would not be mochel such a great effect on their life. But in a different case, kras ksusi, when we deal with mammon, where somebody says, tear my garment, shvor es kadi, break my pitcher, chayiv. So he's chayiv, obviously. Amenas liftor, if the guy asks him, even on condition to potter yourself. And in this case, even if he says the opposite, he says, no. Still, potter, he's potter. Because there, it could be a sarcastic no too. It's like, no, not to potter you. Like, of course I'm going to potter you. Why else would I tell you to break my pitcher? And there, since people would be meichel, something like that, people would be meichel destruction of some of their stuff. So he is potter, whether he says yes or no. Asa kein le'ish ploni. If he says, I want you to go and do this to such and such person. Amanas lifter, even on condition to potter. Chayiv. You're chayiv. Bein begufo, bein b'mamona. Whether it's his guf or his mamon. Because to somebody else, the klal is, ein shliach l'dvar avera. If I'm going to be your shliach to go and damage that person or damage that person's items, I'm the one that's responsible, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, the shliach, don't do damage to somebody else. Even though you're telling me to do damage, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to do damage, Divrei Rav, Divrei HaEved, Divrei Mishomen, who am I supposed to listen to? Of course I'm supposed to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm chayiv, whether it's a guf or the mammon, because of this concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera. And the Rav does point out that in most of these cases of nezek, we don't dan, unless they're dayanim mumchim smuchim from Eretz Yisrael, which we don't have b'zman hazeh. The only courts that we don are halvos, monetary laws, things that are common that way, but not dinim of a shor, dinim nezikin, even an adam hitting somebody else, like the Rav brings, and all the mefarshim bring over here.